Okay, continuing in the discussion of that we left off yesterday as to traveling through some alleyways that have a terrible aroma coming from defecation or urination, etc. We're on the bottom of Chav Dalet Amid Beis. Tanya Kavase. There are braisas that are de Rav Huna that are similar to Rav Huna, and Tanya Kavase de Rav Chista. And there are braisas that are like Rav Chista. Rav Huna says that you're allowed to walk through these alleyways and say Kriya Shema there, while Rav Chista says you cannot. Tanya Kavase de Rav Huna is a braisa like Rav Huna. Hamahalik Ruvos and Mutuna Office. You're traveling down these smelly alleyways. Maniach Yado Al Piv. You put your hand on your mouth. V'yikra kriyishma, you say kriyishma. Tanya kavase d'Rav Chista, there's a brisa that's like Rav Chista. Yimahalik mivosa mutun office. If you're traveling down these smelly alleyways, lo yikra kriyishma, one should not say kriyishma, v'lo od, furthermore, elishima yakore uba, but if you are saying it, and you get there, posek, you should stop. Says the Gemara then, according to the Shita Rav Chista, loy posek mai, what if you don't stop that saying kriyishma? What's the halacha? So says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Mishaya bar Berei de Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, a love on the person who doesn't stop saying Kriya Shema. Katzav Omer, the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Perachav Pasachav Hey, V'gam Ani Nasati Lehem Chukim Lo Tovim. Even to them, I'm going to give them statutes that are no good. Umishpatim Lo Yihiyu Bahem, and they're not going to have justice. Meaning, things they're going to get punished while they're sustained, not good things. For example, in these areas, he's going to get punished that he won't be able to fulfill mitzvahs, since he did the mitzvah improperly. Rav Asi Omar, Rav Asi says, from another pasuk in Yeshaya, says, Hoy Moshe Ha'avon Bechavle Hashav, which means the following. That they are going to carry with them the sins that they have with ropes that aren't so thick, but they are going to be easy to be cut. Right, so too, one who says Kriya Shema in a place that is discussing, they're going to get punished in a very easy way through words. Okay, Rav Adarav Amar Me'acha, he says Ki Dvar Hashem Baza, because the words of God you have baza, you have bizo, you have made them disgraceful. Right, so to the mitzvos, the pasuk continues, that's mitzvos so hefer, you're going to be cut off from your mitzvos. Therefore, you can get punished with kares. Wow. Says the Gemara, no, we should always look at the good side. That's looking at the negative side. What about vim pasuk maschara? Well, let's say in the middle of creation, when you got to a smelly alleyway, what's going to be your reward? Amr babo, alava katsav omer, ubedavar hazeh, tarichu yamim. With this thing, you're going to have extended play, extended life, givaldik. So you want to go back to covering up your body while you're saying kriyishma. Amar Rav Huna, ha'isa taliso chagura lo almastav. Let's say you have a belt, a chagura, tied around your waist. So Rashi explains that you are covered from the bottom, from your waist down, but you're not covered from the waist up. Says the Gemara, Mutu likros kriyishma. You're allowed to say kriyishma in that fashion. Tanya nam yahachi, we learned in the Brice as well. I said, taliso shal beged. You had a talis of a clothing, vishal or, whether it was of hide, vishal sackcloth. Chagura al mastav, you had a chagura, you had a belt around your waist, around your loins. Mutu likros kriyishma, you're allowed to say kriyishma. Aval, turning over to Amad Aleph, litfila, when it comes to Shmona Esrei, you're ineligible to say it ad sheyakases libo, until you cover your heart as well. Okay? Because you have to peer. What's the difference between Kriya Shema and Shmona Esrei? When it comes to Shmona Esrei, you have to be, it's ki'ilu omed lefnei amelech. You're standing up before the king. Somebody came to me yesterday and said, you know, this whole Trump thing, it's not so good for one thing. You know, Jews always like to give a mashal about standing before the president as a mashal for standing before God. But with Trump, the whole mashal goes by the wayside. So I countered and said, I thought we lost that about 30 years ago. Okay, Vamur Rav Huna, right, this whole mashal, right? The idea of a dignified person, you know, right, that gives us the mashal of standing before a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's that? Right.
When was the last time we did?
Right. I don't want to say who, but it probably goes back maybe over 100 years. Not really. If you like jelly beans, maybe. Says the Gemara, I don't want to comment on all the presidents. Amar Rav Huna, Shachach v'nichnas b'tfilin. Whoops, you forgot you're wearing tefillin and you entered into the bathroom. lebeis akisi, enter the bathroom. So what do you do? And you're in the middle of defecating. Meniach yado alei, and you place your hands on the tefillin of your head to cover them, ad shiigmor, until you complete what you were doing. Asks the Gemara, ad shiigmor salka daitech, really? Up until you finish? That's what you think? You could finish the whole thing? No. Elikan Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ad shiigmor amid rishon, until you finish the first, literally the first column, but you know what I mean, the first piece of dung. Then, after you finish that, the lif soak, you stop, the altar, the lakum, you stop right away, and then you get up. Okay? Why do you have to at least finish that first piece? Let's say in the middle of the first one, and you try to hold it in, so that's bad news for the Jews. Maybe it's the Adam Lide Hadroko. That's going to lead the person to this stomach ailment. Silon Achozer, urination that returns. Maybe it's the Adam Lide Yarkon. That's going to lead to a person, to somebody who is very, very pale. So these are very bad things. You don't want to, and halacha, you know, we don't like it. And health is more, they figure this out. You don't, once you're going, keep going. Don't stop in the middle, because that could lead to calamity. Sickness, I should say. Itmar, it's in the base medrash. Soa al basaro. Let's say, remember in the old days, they didn't have running water, they didn't have soap. So sometimes, you know, they're cleaning a baby's diaper or they're cleaning themselves and they wind up and they get a shtickle dung on their body. Oh, yodo, or on their hands. What should they do? Munachis bebeis akisa, yodo munach, or they have their hands in the bathroom. So what should you do? Rav Huna amar muta lekros kriyashma. You're allowed to say kriyashma. Rav Chista amar asr lekros kriyashma. You can't say kriyashma in that fashion. Amar Rava says Rava my time and Rav Huna. What's the logic of Rav Huna who says you're allowed to say kriyashma in this fashion? Dichsiv, because he says kol haneshama tahalal ka. Right, all of the limbs of the neshama, the mouth, the nose, they're all part of the praise of Hashem. Therefore, they must be clean. But the rest of the Evarim, they're not part of this Hillel, that's not part of this praise of Hashem, and therefore they don't need to be clean. Therefore, if your hand or the rest of your body is covered in dung, then it's going to be okay. Okay, the areas of the neshama are the eyes, the mouth, etc. The peh, the mouth, the nose. Rav Chisda amar asr lekros kriyashma. You're not allowed to be kriyashma when you have a little bit of dung on your hands. Why? My time, Rav Chisda tzichsiv kol atzmosai tomarna. I think this is a song, right? Azriel Gantz and his album, Kol Atzmosai Tomarna, Hashem, Mi Kamocha. All of my bones, Tomarna, will speak out. Who is like you, Hashem? So that implies the entire body. Therefore, the entire body needs to be clean before you daven. We pass Mutter, according to the Rambam. Itmar. Okay, now, the Gemara is going to teach us other things about having a bad odor in the area in which you are saying Kriyas Shema. We have Machlokas again, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Reach Rashi Yesh Lo Iker. Let's say there's a bad odor that has a source, right? So it comes from the dung. So Rav Huna Mamarchik Arba Amos Vekari Kriyashma. So Rav Huna says, distance yourself 4 Amos, right, from the source and say Kriyashma, even if the odor is still coming. Rav Chisda Mamarchik Arba Amos Me Makum Shepasek Aruach. You have to distance yourself 4 amos from the place of the smell, meaning not from the source of the smell, from the smell itself. Then yeah, v'kore kriyashma. Then you say kriyashma. Tanya kavase der chista. There's a price of this like Rav Chisda liyikra adam kriyashma loy keneged soas adam. A person shouldn't read kriyashma not by the dung of a person v'loy keneged beis soas klum, not by the dung of a dog v'loy keneged soas hachazirim, and not by the dung of a pig, v'lok, which is appropriate for this week's parsha. Why? Where's the mention of the chazir in this week's parsha? Come on, you guys in Dushnai Mikra. Esa was compared to a chazir. Right?
That's like an obvious comparison.
I'm just telling you, the word chazir appears in Rashi, right? V'loy keneged soas tarnigolim, not like the dung, and not near the dung of chickens. Right? Even if there's not a bad odor that comes from the dung of a chicken. Right? You ever seen the dung of a chicken? Right, you might step in it when you go to a farm. V'loi keneged soas ashpa shereach bra. Nor could you say it by the dung, by the garbage place, which has a foul odor. V'imayah makum gavoa asar tfachim. If it was a place that was higher than 10 tfachim. Oh, namuch asar tfachim. Or lower than 10 tfachim, and the dung was there. Then yoshev b'tzido, you could stay to one side, and you don't need to distance yourself for amos, because the gap between you and the dung is that of 10 tfachim, downwards or upwards. Vikore kriyashma, and then you can reach kriyashma. V'im lav, but if the dung is not in a high place or a low place, marachik melo enav, you have to distance yourself to a place where you can no longer see it, and then say it. And he says similarly, v'chein l'tfila. This also applies when it comes to Shmona Esrei. The Brisa then continues, reach Rashi yesh lo ikar. If it's a bad smell that has a source, then marchik arba amos from where? Me'makom hareach, from the place of the smell. Vikore kriyashma, and one should say kriyashma at that particular juncture. Amar Rava, says Rava, leich elkasa kahamas nisa. We don't paskin like that brisa that it's usher to read by the dung of duty or the I'm sorry by the dung of a dog. Okay, ella kihad desanya, but it's like the following brisa. Lo yikra adam kriyashma. A person shouldn't say kriyashma lo yikneged so as adam, not by the dung of a person. V'lo yikneged so as chazerim, not by the dung of a pig. V'lo yikneged so as klov, not by the dung of a dog. Bizman shenosin oros latochon. In a place where they put ore in it, leather in it, right, in order to tan it, right? Have you ever been in Israel to a tefillin factory? How bad does it smell there? Six. Worse than six. It smells very, very bad. Right there is very bad, but if there's no ore in it, if there's no hide in it, you're allowed to read it right next to it. Not like the brisa that says it's usur in every case, right? Case by case basis in terms of how it smells. But once you put the hide in it, it really smells. If you ever want to see something, again, you have to shower right after you gather. These people, they mamish, they work all day. They're doing a, to me, it was such an interesting hashkafa. The tefillin, which is one of the holiest things that we put on, right? It comes from such a smelly place. There's a big mussar there. Think about it. Right, look at the roots of David HaMelech. Boy minei me Rav Sheshes. They asked Rav Sheshes the following question. Reach Rash Ein Lo Iker. Let's say there's a terrible smell, but there's no source for the smell. Right? You understand what that is. Mahu, what's the din? Could you say Dvarim Shebe Kedusha in the place, or do you have to move? Amar Lahu, Asu Chazi Hani Tzipi De Bei Rav. Come and let's see the place, the sheets. Let's go see by the base medrash that people are sitting there, two or three talmidim, they're learning together, and the hanu gani that they're sitting there and they're sleeping there, v'hani garse, and there are people learning there, meaning there's so much stuff going on. And what happens when you sleep? Sometimes you flatulate, and yet there are people sitting there, and what are they doing? Learning. So once they bring a raya from that, that hani gani v'hani garse, that since we see that people can learn there, you could daven there as well. Says the Gemara, "V'hani mili b'divrei Torah." These words that we just said, that there's a foul odor emanating, right? You're allowed to learn. We only said that when it comes to Torah, okay? Aval v'kriyashma. If it comes to kriyashma, lo. When it comes to divrei Torah, nami lo yomron, ela dechavre. That's only when it comes up from your friend, right? Aval didei, lo. But if the smell emanates from yourself, it's aser. So your friends, flatulent, you're allowed to learn by. Your own flatulent, you're not allowed to learn by. Okay, things we learn every day. And this way we seem to pass in Lavacha. Itmar, it is stated in the base medrash. Soa overis, meaning let's say there was a person standing, and there was, right in front of him was something called a graf shore'e. What's a graf shore'e? That's a, they used to have like these kalim, these vessels, these pottery that they used to put in dung. And they were transferring this dung from place to place, that was in the Graf Shore'e. So what's the halacha by a tsoa overis? It's passing over you at that moment. Abaye amar mutar lekros kriyashma. You're allowed to say kriyashma right by it, and you don't need to stop. Rav amar osu lekros kriyashma. Rav says, no, you can't say kriyashma when the dung is flying over your head. Amar Abaye asks, Abaye, mino amina lo, where do I know this din that you're allowed to say kriyashma? This nan, we learned in a Mishnah, in Negev. We learned in a mission in Negev. What was the mission in Negev? Hatame. Somebody who's Tame, who's a Mitzorah. Okay. And the Kohen said he's Tame. Over, Ome Tachas Ilan. He's underneath a tree. Vator over. And you have somebody who's Tahar, who's passing under the tree, while the Mitzorah is under the tree. Therefore, there he is, Tame. The person who's Tahar becomes Tame. Why is that? Because since the Mitzorah is standing in his place, he's there. And the person, and that's going to tar the person with what's something called a tumas ohel, because he's under the tree with the person who is tummy, even if he's walking. Okay? But what about tar ome tachas ilan? What if the tar person is underneath the tree? V'tamei over. And the person who's tamei is passing under the tree while the person who's tar is standing there. What's the halacha? The halacha in that case is the person who's tar remains tar. The mitzara, while he's traveling, does not make the other person tamei. Vim amar. But let's say the mitzara, while he's traveling, stops for a moment. Then tamei. Then the person who's tar does, in fact, become tamei. Similarly, this becomes halacha. V'chein. Be'evin ha'menugas. This also applies if a person is transferring a stone that has a negative ras. The same halacha applies. What do we see from there according to Abai? So according to Abai, just like in that case, if the person whose tummy is moving, it doesn't affect the person who's tahor. Similarly, if there's a grav shoreh A that gets thrown over a person's head while he's saying Kriya Shema, it's not going to affect him. He can continue. So what does Rava do with that Baraisa? The Rava Malacha Asam. Rava says over there by the Mitzora that he doesn't metami the person while he's traveling. Bikviusa Talya Milsa. There, it's dependent upon your kvius. It depends upon the way you, the place in which you establish yourself. Dichsiv, because it says in Pasuk, Badad. Right, you know that word from Eicha. Badad, while he's wandering, Yashav, Michutz Lamachane Moshavo. Outside of the camp, he establishes his presence. Acha, but here, what does it say vis-a-vis Kriyashma? Vayamachanecha Kadosh. His camp should be holy, Amarachmana. Now you need to have your camp holy at all times. V'haleka, and when there's a piece of dung flying over your head in a Grav Shorei, that does not include V'haya Machanecha Kadosh. So says the Gemara, the Gemara brings a din that's shayach to traveling dung. Amar Papa Pichazer, the lips of a pig, Kitsoa Overes Dami, is like traveling dung. How so? It has the same din, that if you pass by a pig, you can't say Kriya Shema there. Says the Gemara, Pshita, isn't that obvious that the mouth of a chazir is always disgusting, it's always filled with dung, that's what pigs do? Says the Gemara, lo, tzricha, it's necessary. Afalgav desalik minahara, even though it came up from the river. And how does it come up from the river? It comes up from the river clean. So therefore, at that particular juncture, it is dirty, it's still not allowed to say Kriya Shema. I'll just share with you a vort. Might as well, we have a couple of moments that Yaakov Avinu, Dafka, hold on to the ache of the ankle of Esau. Why Dafka the ankle? So I saw an amazing bar yesterday. Zaki Goldberg showed me this new saver. He says, let's see if the new saver is good. So what does it say? He says, what's Esau compared to? Esau is compared to a pig. Why is Esau compared to a pig? Because Esau got married at the age of 40. So what? Because he wanted to show Yitzchak, look, I'm a good guy. What does a pig do? A pig has split hooves. So they always walk around flapping their hooves. Look, I'm a good guy. But if you really want to see internally what's going on with the pig, he doesn't chew his cud. It's not kosher. So Yaakov knew, what's the only place of Esav that's kosher, that's not tameh, was the hooves, the ankle of Esav. So Yaakov Dafka grabs on to the only place that's tar of Esav in order to get out of his mother's womb. Even as somebody in the natal situation, Yaakov, you know, understands the Kedusha of the Yid. Everybody have an amazing Yom Shabbos.